Abbott began his State of the State address praising Texas's economy and job growth, and highlighting just how many people are choosing to move to the Lone Star State.
Now listen, I know that we may not be perfect, but to all the newcomers I talk to, they think that Texas is a governmental holy grail.
And this session, the governor wants that grail to take on five emergency items: property taxes, education funding and teacher pay, school safety, mental health issues, and, in light of continued recovery from Hurricane Harvey, disaster response. Of all these, Abbott spent the most time on education and teacher pay, suggesting various reforms, singling out districts that he called successes, and setting goals for the state.
Working together, we will create a Texas where every student is reading at grade level by the time they finish the third grade, where every child, regardless of their zip code, is going to receive a quality education.
And that was music to State Representative Dan Huberty's ears. The humble Republican chairs the House Committee on Public Education and says when it comes to school finance, there are two big hurdles. The first, state lawmakers' comprehension of the way Texas currently funds schools.
Today we've got just kind of a school finance 101, kind of where we were, and then now and tomorrow is where we're going. And so we have members of the School Finance Commission coming to talk to us tomorrow and explain kind of the plan and what we think is important.
The second biggest hurdle, Huberty says, is getting House and Senate lawmakers to agree on a single plan that would provide more state funding for public schools. Huberty says there are a lot of strong opinions. Some lawmakers, like State Senator Donna Campbell, a New Braunfels Republican, believes any effort to reform school finance should also include legislation creating a private school voucher system.
So I am an eternal optimist that parents will be able to choose at some point where they want their children to be educated. So I am still a strong pro-school choice advocate.
Campbell says she plans to file a bill on it, despite there being very little support for the issue this session. And that brings up another point. Now, there's nothing forcing state lawmakers to pass legislation on the governor's top issues. But by labeling these emergency items, Abbott opens the door for the House and Senate to start working on them. That's because for the first 60 days of the session, Texas lawmakers are limited to the state budget and emergency items. Another emergency item getting a lot of attention, even before Abbott's speech, property taxes. State Senator Paul Pettencourt, a Republican from the Houston area, is the author of legislation that would limit how much cities and counties can raise property taxes without voter approval.
And it's going to apply to not only cities, counties, and special districts, but we're going to look at schools as well. You have to do all sides of the tax bill to get good property tax relief, and this would dramatically reduce how fast the property tax bills are rising.
Bettencourt worked on this issue last session, but says the House and Senate couldn't agree on what level of tax increases would require an election.
The laugh line that I use is that the House was at 6, the Senate was at 4, and the governor compromised at 2.5%.
But some lawmakers disagree with the approach altogether. San Antonio State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, a Democrat, believes that it would hamstring cities and counties who rely on these taxes to plan for future growth and infrastructure cost.
In my city of San Antonio, property taxes from the city bring in 1/3 of the budget expenses for the entire city. Make no mistake, any cap on local governments is going to be a cap on our public safety.
The 2019 legislative session runs through May. And as for now, lawmakers can get a head start working out their differences on these thorny issues. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.